Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And so it begins. Wow, I am not surprised we are here at this moment, at this juncture in American political history, but here we are, and we're gonna take you through a very important thing that is happening right now in American politics, and it involves President Biden. Now, for a good year, 2 years now, I've been telling you that eventually the mainstream media would turn on Joe Biden. There would be a moment in time that the media would be given marching orders and they would be told, now is the time to turn your wrath on the big guy. And there was, and look, we all know that Barack Hussein Obama and his team, Susan Rice, they are the ones that are pulling the strings of the administration here. And there was a lot of talk, a lot of scuttlebutt, and I've been speaking to some of our sources in Washington, D.C., and there was a lot of scuttlebutt over the past, I would say, 7 or 8 months now, that Joe Biden should consider stepping down. And it really had nothing to do with the fact that he's a senile old man who can barely eat his porridge. That it had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with the Democrat Party and the power they have in our nation's capital. And the powers that be, Barack Obama, he understood that the bigger threat was not Joe Biden's senility. It was the fact that Joe Biden was heading up a criminal enterprise. And there was a lot of concern that if the stories started leaking out about Hunter Biden, that it could jeopardize the Democrats. Go back to the 2020 presidential election when there was a deep state effort to silence any reporters who dared talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, right? We now know that that all happened, that there were calls made, that the social media giants actually, they sequestered that story, and they were told to do that. But there was a survey after all of it started coming out, and a majority of the Americans said, had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop before they went to the ballot box, they would have voted for Donald Trump. So the Democrats have known for a very long time just how dangerous politically that Hunter Biden laptop story was. But then if it leaked out that Joe Biden was actually getting money while putting America in danger, he was filling up his own coffers with money from China and Ukraine while putting American lives in danger. He was allowing a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the continental United States and take pictures of our sensitive military installations without shooting it down. That if they knew the reason why, that it would destroy the Democrat Party. And so part of this is behind the scenes encouraging Joe to step down and to step aside. But clearly those conversations have not worked. And so Barack Obama is playing hardball now. And so it begins. Now, we have seen this play out with CNN over the past couple of weeks now, where they've been launching stories, reporting stories that have really, really reflected negatively on Joe Biden and his administration. And we're going to play some of that audio in just a little while. But it's getting ugly out there for Joe Biden, and it's going to get uglier. And just to give you an example of that, today in the Washington Post, David Ignatius, who is probably one of the most liberal columnists in America, he's a writer for the Washington Post, and he said it's time for Joe Biden to step down. And just in case, Joe Biden and KJP, just in case they didn't catch the subtlety of what Ignatius was saying, this is the actual headline of the column. President Biden should not run again in 2024. Now, Ignatius is rather gracious here. He starts his column with what he believes to be some of the successes of the Biden administration. And I'm sorry, but getting up and putting your pants on in the morning does not account as a success in my book. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, I want to read this from Mediaite. Perhaps most damning is the nuanced and nearly loving tone Ignatius takes. Almost as if he's loving a son, giving tough news to a cherished parent they are no longer able to drive the car. I want to read some of this. This is from the Ignatius column. I don't think Biden and Vice President Harris should run for re-election. It's painful to say that, given my admiration for much of what they have accomplished. But if he and Harris campaign together, I think Biden risks undoing his greatest achievement, which was stopping Trump. Biden wrote his political testament in his inaugural address. When our days are through, our children and our children's children will say of us, they gave their best, they did their duty, they healed a broken land. Mr. President, maybe this is that moment when duty has been served. He goes on to say Biden would carry two big liabilities into a 2024 campaign. He would be 82 when he began a second term. According to a recent AP survey, 77% of the public, including 69% of Democrats, think he's too old. Biden's age is not just a Fox News trope. It's been the subject of dinner table conversations across America this summer. And Ignatius goes on from there. Now, I will say this. Many Republicans out there, you're probably saying, oh, this is a great day. You're dancing in the streets and you're celebrating. You're kissing your wife. You're hugging the dog. And you're saying, the dark winter is about to become morning in America again. Well, not so fast. Because if it's not going to be Biden in 2024, who is it going to be? And I don't believe it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And the reason for that is very simple. He is a white guy. He is a rich white guy. He is a rich white heterosexual guy. I mean, it's just like strike three. You're out of here, pal. I mean, maybe if he was gay or a little bit bi, I guess maybe he could like slip in under what did Biden call booty judge? He called him booty juice. Did you? Maybe. I mean, maybe you could convince the people that you are, you know, you're a bisexual, mostly straight, rich white guy. I don't think that's going to move the needle for this progressive, radically progressive Democrat Party. So I don't think it's going to be him. And I don't think it's going to be booty juice. And the reason why is he's just too white. I mean, it would be one thing if he was like, I don't know, maybe booty juice should listen to some hip hop or something, do something with the hair, get some cornrows maybe. Oh, is really, Dylan? I didn't realize that. I guess it's appropriation. I had no idea. But he's just a little too white. So, ladies and gentlemen, it keeps coming back to one person. There's only one person who can move that needle. And that one person is Mike Obama, Michelle Obama. My apologies. It's Michelle Obama. I keep coming back to this one point. She is the one person who can rally and energize and get out the vote. And by the way, she's been doing a lot of things that candidates should be doing at this point, going out there and meeting with big dollar donors, distancing herself from her husband, who apparently enjoys going paddleboarding with butt-naked chefs, allegedly. She's been making all the right moves, the moves that would lead one to believe that she may be getting ready to throw her hat into the ring. So we shall see. But I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Michelle Obama is going to be the nominee. And if that happens, Republicans are going to have to get ready for war. I mean, really. It's going to take every single Republican and independent vote to get Donald Trump across the finish line if it's Michelle Hussein Obama. Because she will be a formidable foe out on the campaign trail. But Todd, she's got no experience. Doesn't matter. Democrat Party's all about skin color. It doesn't matter. And that one thing will drive people to the polls in numbers that you have never seen before in American history. You mark my words on this. Go ahead and write it down. 11 or 12:16 p.m. Eastern time. You mark my words on this. If she jumps into the race, she could very well win. And it could be very ugly for America. So we're going to take your calls on this. Also, we have some new information coming out regarding the impeachment. Folks, I cautioned you yesterday. Don't get terribly optimistic here. Because now even Tommy Tuberville in the U.S. Senate is saying this is not a good idea. So you have the Senate Republicans now standing up and saying, this is not good, this is not going to go anywhere, and it's only going to hurt us at the polls, the ballot box. So we're going to be talking about that as well. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. There's a battle for our nation going on right now, and the question is who will lead it. Get answers as the Real Life Network televises the Pray Vote Stand Summit September 15th and 16th with former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis discussing what it'll take for America to get back to greatness, along with a host of conservative leaders like All-American swimmer Riley Gaines, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Dr. Ben Carson, Pastor Jack Hibbs, and more. Go to reallifenetwork.com now to sign up for free. On the Real Life Network, the gospel is never censored by big tech or the government, with faith-based content, family entertainment, and new shows released weekly. Watch on any device, anywhere, anytime. Don't miss Pray, Vote, Stand, the free online event with Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and other conservative leaders, September 15th and 16th. Available at reallifenetwork.com or download the app and sign up for free. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. Oh, this is a great story. So, just want to give you a heads up of what happens when you live in a majority-minority city, as I do, where the white person's voice is no longer welcome. And I know this is going to seem shocking to you, but we have the video, we have the audio to back all of this up. It's just so insane. There's a black lawmaker in Memphis, Tennessee. This is for all you folks out there in America. You just need to understand what's about to come to your neighborhood. And that's why I share this with you. There's a black lawmaker. Her name is Brittany Thornton. And she doesn't like white people at all. And she's got a history of making these racially charged statements. She is a duly elected lawmaker, and she wants to silence white voters. And now she's saying that all of you white people out there, you need to just hush up. You need to be quiet. And by the way, nobody's condemning this woman. Nobody's calling this woman out. Nobody at all. But Memphis is one of the deadliest and most dangerous cities in America, and it's primarily because of elected leaders who do not support the police department. They don't support the sheriff's department, and they're in the middle of a raging debate over whether or not to crack down even harder on the police here in Memphis. So there was a white commissioner. Her name is Brandon Morrison. I know it's a boy's name, but it's the South. So sometimes boys are given girls' names and girls are given boys. I don't want to get into that conversation. Anyway, Brandon Morrison. Can I give a? I've got to do a brief aside. I was actually invited to her home once when I first moved back there, having a big political event, and went. It's a beautiful gated community, giant mansion, and so when it said Brandon and Sue, and I don't know what the husband's name is, but it was like Brandon and Bill Morrison. And so when I saw the invitation, I didn't know who Brandon Morrison was, and I thought it was just a very diverse couple. You know, it's the 21st century. I don't judge. So I thought, oh, well, all right. So anyway, I show up at the home, and Brandon Morrison opens the door, and I'm like, oh, you're a woman. So, anyway, that was funnier when I thought about it at 2 o'clock this morning. So anyway, this poor white commissioner, she's pointing out that her constituents, that would be Caucasians, that her constituents feel like their voices are not being heard. And the reason why is because these meetings are routinely attended by these radical activists. And you know the ones, they don't have jobs. They smell like patchouli oil. The hygiene, not so good. You know the types. I mean, when you see the pictures and the video of the commission meetings, it looks like something out of a bar scene of Star Wars. Anyway, Commissioner Morrison says, we have citizens leaving our county and we're losing our tax base. And my constituents feel like they did not get their voices heard in an equal fashion. And it's a fair argument, a fair concern. Well, then the black commissioner decides to step in. And I want to read this to you. This is the quote. She says, I would ask each of you in the district you represent, how many of your constituents are low-income neighborhood residers? How many of your constituents are black residents? How many of your constituents are residents of color? Okay, well, what does that have to do with anything? Crime is crime. And, by the way, more black people are victims of crime at the hands of blacks than any other demographic in the city. That's just the facts. I know people get triggered by the facts, but we've got to deal with facts here. Commissioner Thornton, the black woman, goes on. So we can pack the house with persons who are not targeted by police, and they can say, listen to the police all day, but at the end of the day, they don't fear the police. And they aren't heavily, overly targeted by the police. Okay, let me stop there. Nobody out there in the police department is targeting black people. When blacks are 80% of your population base, guess what's going to happen? Blacks are going to get pulled over more because there are more blacks. If the city were 80% white, guess what? You're looking at a vast majority of the people getting pulled over would be people of the Caucasian persuasion. This is not rocket science. And here we go. Thornton said, we need to have a sensitivity to experiences that may not be our own, but still they are experiences of people in Shelby County. That's the county where Memphis is. Quote, I do not want affluent white or black people to come down here speaking on an issue that is my neighbor's issue. Well, there you go. That's it. This is the same woman who actually was triggered by another county commissioner's whiteness. Literally was triggered by the color of a woman's skin. So anyway, she's calling for white people to minimize their voices. That's what the commissioner is saying here. So if you're a white person, you really don't get to have a say anymore. I just want you to know what's happening out there, folks. And I know there are a lot of, black Democrats that are like, well, that's really not what we believe, Todd. Okay, well, you know what? Why don't you call the woman out? don't whisper that into my ear in a hushed tone. Why don't you call a press conference? Why don't you condemn this racist garbage? Why don't you do that? Because that's what it is. What she's spewing is racist garbage. Pretty shameful. All right, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today.
A lot of people in Washington right now, and I know this is probably going to drive your team crazy that I ask it this way, but I think it matters because it's accurate, because the columnist who wrote a piece today asking for the president not to seek re-election, David Ignatius, is well-respected within the building behind you. What's your response to that idea? It's not just about the president. It's also about the vice president who you worked for in the 2020 campaign.
Yeah, well, I'm governed by the Hatch Act, and I want to be really careful. But obviously, the president has announced he's running for re-election, and the president is going to make his case to the American people. And I'll refer you to the campaign for any sort of campaign questions. But this president has a lot to be proud of and a lot to run on. He's delivered some of the most consequential achievements and economic progress in generations with the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, which is opening new factories and creating new manufacturing jobs around the country. That's what he's going to be talking about versus these sort of political sideshows that congressional Republicans are starting to launch into right now.
Any expectation he'll weigh in on this specifically anytime soon?
Well, you know, the president can speak for himself. I will say I think he's going to stay focused on what the American people want him to focus on, which is helping to improve them, their lives, their families, not these sort of political attacks on him and his family.
All right. There you go. That's CNN's Phil Mattingly confronting the White House over this Washington Post column that says it's time for Biden to call it a day. Now, the question with the House of Representatives is whether or not they will actually impeach the president. It's very important to understand the verbiage here and what's going on. There is going to be an inquiry into whether or not there should be an impeachment, right? All right, so this is not the House of Representatives getting together to vote on impeaching Joe Biden. That's not what's happening here. And so now you have the Republicans in the Senate now pushing back, and they're saying this is going to be a waste of time, and there's no reason that the House Republicans ought to be moving forward with an impeachment vote or an inquiry. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is among those now raising concerns. Tuberville said the Senate could not get the votes to convict Biden in an impeachment trial, but he hoped the House would at least get to the truth concerning the abuse of power. Well, yeah, but you're not going to get that unless there's a trial. Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being called out because originally he said that he was going to hold a vote to decide whether or not we should have an inquiry. But now he's just made a universal decision. This is what we're going to do. And there's a reason for that, because McCarthy may not have had the votes. Even within the Republican Party, you've got people like Nancy Mace out there who is a Republican in name only. Nancy Mace would not have gone along with this. You're looking at Ken Buck. You're looking at the Congressman Bacon out of Nebraska. And there are others who would have stood up and would have refused to vote in favor of impeachment or even an impeachment inquiry. So really, Kevin McCarthy was trying to save a little bit of face here, which is why Matt Gaetz is so angry. Matt Gaetz says it is time for Kevin McCarthy to go. He has violated, broken every promise, every commitment he has made to the caucus. Cut number two.
Argue it's also a failure for your of your strategy to use
Undeniably.
Your leverage as
yeah,
an individual
no,
member
work.
To put pressure on Kevin McCarthy. So why are you doing the same thing over and over again?
Well, I'm going to do it over and over again until it works. And today we saw a baby step toward that with more robust efforts on impeachment. But I'm going to keep doing it. And you know what? It might not work the first time. And I don't grant the premise that it'll never work, because the American people want term limits. They want balanced budgets. They don't want to see government funding wrapped up in just like one up or down vote on an omnibus bill or a continuing resolution. So over time, I think the American people can get their lawmakers to act more like representatives of their viewpoint and not just valets for the lobbyists and special interests who control Washington.
All right, so there you go. That's Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is getting very close to calling for a vote to vacate the chair. I'm not sure they're there yet, but they're getting close. Meanwhile, in the Senate, you've got Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia. She says that she does not believe there's enough evidence to impeach Biden. You've got Tom Tillis out of North Carolina wondering whether or not they have reached the standard necessary to convict on high crimes or misdemeanors against Biden. So I'm just curious, do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that we have the evidence necessary to impeach Joe Biden? 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, James Comer on Newsmax TV last night was called out, and the host on Newsmax asked a very important question. Why haven't you guys issued a subpoena for Hunter Biden? What's the holdup? And it's a fair question. I mean, it really is a fair question. What's the holdup here? So we're going to see how all of this plays out. But right now, we're looking at Kabuki Theater. That's all we're looking at right now, ladies and gentlemen, Kabuki Theater. So don't get your hopes up that Joe Biden or Alejandro Mayorkas or any of the other folks, Merrick Garland, don't get your hopes up that these guys are going to be held accountable for their crimes. Because I'm not too certain that's going to happen. And it's the Republican Party. Look, the Republican Party leadership, they don't want to go down this path. Not even Kevin McCarthy wants to go down this path. All right, speaking of Newsmax, Greg Kelly on Newsmax at a brand new time, 9 o'clock Eastern. You can watch his amazing show. It's exclusively on Newsmax. Starting off at 6 o'clock tonight, Greta Van Susteren with big breaking news. Rob Schmidt at 7 o'clock. Eric Bolling exposing Biden's cover-ups. The big media, no doubt, hiding the truth about Biden, and that's why people are tuning into Newsmax, because they tell you the truth. Now Newsmax is getting close to beating CNN in the ratings, and after Tucker Carlson got whacked, millions of people just turned off Fox. President Trump says he watches Newsmax. I watch Newsmax, and you can find it on all major cable systems. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. I did, and you should too. We'll be right back. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the phones here. Mark in Arkansas, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, I can't hold my tongue anymore. I think that Joe is absolutely the biggest grifter that I think I've ever seen in my lifetime. But having said that, I do not think it is a good idea to proceed with impeachment, and here is why. The message is starting to get out there. I think the public is finally starting to understand, and the polls are showing this, that Joe Biden used his office to enrich his family. The media cannot ignore this anymore. Even CNN, the last poll that I saw, 52% of independents agree that they now understand that he used his office to benefit his family. So I would rather see the media not being able to ignore this. Let this story get out there. Let people make up their own mind. Because I think if Republicans go bull in a china shop and proceed with impeachment, it's only going to generate sympathy for this guy and take us off message, and we'll be stuck with him again for 4 years.
So you said, so what is your advice, Mark, to the Republicans in the House?
Don't do it. It's stupid. Let them continue the investigation. Let everything that they find, get it out there on talk radio, get it out there in whatever media they can. People are seeing it. They're reading it. Continue their investigation. Dot their I's, cross their T's, and continue to beat the message that this guy, not in addition to his policies being horrible for America, which, of course, the candidate will have to do, continue the message that this guy is corrupt, that he has weaponized our judicial system. The message is getting through. I truly believe it.
All right. Well, Mark, appreciate that call, and thank you for listening to KWAM. And we'll see how this plays out, folks. But we are in the middle of some ugly, ugly stuff in politics. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us our friend Timothy Head. He is the executive director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And Timothy, I know you guys have a major event coming up in Iowa. It is your annual fall banquet. And it's my understanding you're going to have a good number of the presidential candidates there.
Well, that's exactly right. Todd, it's always so good to be with you, and thank you for keeping your finger on the pulse of all these important issues. Coming up on Saturday in Des Moines, like you said, we actually have 10 presidential candidates that will be with us at the Iowa Faith and Freedom fall dinner, and each of them are going to get about 10 minutes, and we'll have almost 1,500 people in attendance, and I think the ballroom is excited to final large event in Iowa for all of the candidates to talk to groups before the January 15th Iowa caucuses.
So Timothy, I'm curious, who are some of the candidates that have committed to being there?
Yep. Well, honestly, it's pretty much everybody at the moment, except for President Trump, who had a long time standing commitment elsewhere. But, certainly Governor DeSantis will be there. Senator Tim Scott, Ambassador Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy will be with us. Will Hurd is actually going to be there. I'm trying to think of through the rest of them, but the bottom line is, there's a gentleman named Ryan Brinkley, who's a pastor of a church in Texas, who's even going to be with us. Larry Elder is going to be joining us. Chris Christie, I believe, is going to be with us. It's pretty much everybody that you see on the stage.
Timothy, I'm curious, what is it that these faith and freedom voters, what are they wanting to hear from these candidates?
Well, I think that there certainly are kind of policy positions that everybody listens to, but especially in Iowa, voters really want to see authenticity and really kind of a point of connection with candidates. I mean, Iowa, I've known them. I've done stuff in Iowa for almost 10 years now, and I've had a lot of people tell me that they will not vote for a candidate until they've shaken their hand three times or more. So just to give a sense for how plugged in Iowa voters are on presidential primaries or caucuses, they're not just kind of listening to some basic platitudes. They want in-depth policy. And they want to look in the whites of their eyes, so to speak.
Well, and That is so vitally important, especially when you hear some Republicans out there saying we've got to start distancing ourselves from some of these major culture issues that we've been fighting for really decades now.
Well, you know, and honestly, that's where that kind of credibility or tone comes in. I mean, everybody, you know, whenever everybody knows that if you're going to campaign, if a Republican's going to campaign for president in Iowa and then eventually in South Carolina, they're going to have to check some boxes. But the voters of Iowa really do an outstanding job, I would argue, of vetting candidates to see which ones of those are just kind of, you know, kind of reciting a bunch of rote, you know, sentences that have been written by some pollster somewhere, and which ones of those truly are going to fight for these values. And that's one of the things I think that that Iowa voters do for, frankly, the whole country, certainly for all of Republicans, is they kind of tease out who are the pretenders and who are the true contenders there.
All right. So, again, it's coming up this weekend. Are tickets still available? And if so, where can people get them?
Well, there still are a few available, and we have details on our website, which is just ffcoalition.com. Again, that's www.ffcoalition.com, and we can kind of you know, get you connected with our Iowa chapter. And look, and you know, we'll also have it streaming on YouTube. That we'll make that available on our website as well. So if you can't be with us in person, you can still watch remotely.
All right, folks, there you go. The big Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition fall banquet. And just about every major presidential candidate will be there speaking. And if you would like information, go to ffcoalition.com. We also have a link to that over on our live show blog. All right, Timothy, know you're a busy man, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day.
Always great to be with you. God bless you, Todd.
All right. Timothy Head, Faith and Freedom Coalition, right here on the Todd Stearns radio program. All right. Let's get back to the phones here. We're able to work in a couple of calls before the top of the hour, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. And, Tom, I understand you want to respond to something Mark just said. What's up?
Okay. Side note, I just went through Memphis. I then turned on the AM radio just to listen to you and your home channel. But I'm a WDUN listener in Oakwood, Georgia.
Well, welcome to Memphis, and you just might want to hit the gas. You don't want to get shot at, Tom. So
I went extra fast. The reason I want to call is two things. One, I testified before the Georgia Election Board. I only got 3 minutes last month. And after I smugly went through, they were smugly on the board to what all of us had to say. We stopped at a Chick-fil-A on our way home, and I said, the mistake I made, what I should have said, how much do you need to see before you do something? I think we're at that point now with the Biden crime family. And I think the beauty is now that the media is starting to peel this onion, the issue you should bring up to every elected official is how much criminal activity you need to see before you do something.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. But Tom, you know, why now? Why are we waiting now until now? Why haven't we subpoenaed, you know, Hunter Biden? We could have easily done that, and we haven't done that. So, you know, I want the Republicans to play smart politics, no doubt about it. But if they have rock solid evidence and proof of criminal wrongdoing, we need to deal with that.
I agree. On a side note, I'm part of a group that's putting an event together on November the 2nd in Banks County, Georgia, for a legal defense fund fundraiser for the 19 indictees. Our keynote state speaker is Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, a real hero in Georgia.
Well, good for you. Yeah, I know Bert, great guy. He's a great patriot, and you couldn't have picked a finer speaker. So where can people go if they want to get information about that, Tom?
Get a hold of Banks County GOP, and all right. I can tell you, we only have 200 seats, and I think we have two-thirds of them already pre-sold.
All right, well, we're going to help you sell out the rest there, Tom. So appreciate you calling in. Safe travels. Are you heading back to Georgia?
I'll be home tonight.
All right, there you go. Tom in Georgia on the road, and We appreciate you listening to KWAM, the Mighty 990. But Tom's a WDUN guy, so just don't tell our friends at WDUN that Tom was cheating on him today. All right, folks, we have got a jam-packed show. If you're on hold, hang tight. We're going to be talking to a school board president in California. And, man, are they fighting for kids out there in California. You're gonna love this story. Congresswoman Mary Miller is going to be here. Also, we're going to be talking to Kenny Cody. He is a columnist at Human Events and wrote a column about President Trump, and President Trump has been sharing this column all over the place. We're going to be talking to Kenny Cody later on. I believe that's coming up in the last hour of the program. And in the meantime, I want you right now to head over to Amazon and pre-order a copy of my new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming. This is, you're going to love this book, and I'm very proud of it. President Trump wrote the foreword, and we're going to tell you more about it in the coming days. But head over to Amazon right now and get yourself a copy. We'll be right back, America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Trust you're doing well today. And we've got a lot happening this hour of the program. Congresswoman Mary Miller is going to be here, but right now we're looking at a crazy story happening in Southern California. This is the Chino Valley Unified School District, and there was a policy that is causing all sorts of controversy. I want to read the headline here from a leftist publication, and to explain to you how they are shaping the conversation. A San Bernardino Superior Court judge halted the Chino Valley Unified School District's illegal policy to force teachers to out transgender and non-binary students to potentially bigoted family members following a lawsuit by California Attorney General Rob Bonta. So here's the deal. Chino Valley, they've got conservatives on the school board right now. And those conservatives believe it's wrong for a school district to withhold information about a child's sex, gender, pronouns to mommy and daddy. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored to have Sonia Shaw with us, president of the Board of Education for the Chino Valley Unified School District. Ms. Shaw, what an honor to have you with us today.
It's an honor myself to be here with you this morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, first of all, I want you to explain to our listeners what the district originally did here that caused the controversy. We'll talk about the controversy, but I want to talk about the policy first.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to laugh right now with that headline that you just wrote.
You bigoted people.
It's a common sense policy, but we're not in a time where common sense is even being used right now. So, I mean, Sacramento waged a war on families over here in California. It's very apparent. I was a soccer mom, never read bills. I had to get involved when I saw all these things happening and our schools being tied and their hands being forced. So we, at taking a seat for the parents, I started to bring in policies that combated things against, you know, this war. And I saw that they were pushing an agenda. So I brought forward a policy that said, alongside, you know, I worked alongside many amazing people to bring this policy forward. It was very mindful. And all it says is that we're going to notify the parent in the event of A, B, and C. And one of the things was because of the agenda of, I call them the political cartel, taking advantage of our kids, I said, we're going to notify the parents if the kid identifies as transgender, tries to use a different restroom than the gender they were born as, or if they try to play on the opposite sports team, because a lot of times, you know, the unions are pushing to create these secrets and break up the families. So I'm like, no, not here in Chino. We're not going to do that. We're not going to keep secrets. And that's all it said. It didn't prohibit anybody from a lifestyle or anything like that. We brought it forward. Our board majority voted on it 4-1. It passed. And then all heck broke loose. And the political cartel came after us. Instead of focusing on criminals, we have we have people looting. We have chaos over here in California. Our attorney general decided to take a stand and tell parents they don't have a right in certain things. He's trying to cite new law and not letting it go through the process, because that's what California dictators do. And I said, nope, we're standing our ground. Go ahead, do whatever you got to do. And now they're suing us, but we have a rock star team and we're not going to give up. We're going to continue to put our feet in the sand and say, not on our watch. These are our children and you will not take over.
I love this position that you guys are taking over there, but I want to be clear. So the attorney general believes that parents don't have a right to know if little Johnny is using the girls' room at the school.
That's what he is saying. He is also trying to cite law, but without giving us the laws that we're breaking. The judge himself, when he granted the temporary TRO, which is the restraining order, said, I didn't even read your guys' documents. He only read the state's, okay? He also said, the state is trying to make him legislate law from the bench. So you tell me, how in the world are we here right now? And why are we even fighting this? But you're correct. Bonta has been on the news stating, when it comes to this, parents have no right to know if the child doesn't want to let them know. And I think that's absolutely insane and ridiculous.
It's horrifying. And I'm curious to know the reaction from your constituents. What are the moms and dads there in Chino Valley saying to this? How are they reacting?
Don't give up. Don't let them bully us. And where can we donate for the funds? That's exactly what I get. And actually, what's beautiful is the nation is coming to our aid as well. I mean, I have people from all over the actually even world now, which is bizarre, right? We're just trying to bring back families, and I never thought it would hit coast to coast and now in other parts of our world. And people are saying, you know, don't give up. Please don't give up. Do not let them bully you. And I mean, here's where we are. Our constituents are standing their ground. They put me in this seat for a reason. What does that tell you? We won against all odds to have a voice at the table. So they're standing strong. They're supporting us. They're behind us 100%. And I mean, I couldn't be more proud of our community to take the stand that they are.
Sonia Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is president of the Board of Education for the Chino Valley Unified School District in California. You know, one of the things that surprises me is this is actually happening in California. You don't normally have conservatives on school boards out there.
You don't. But when they started attacking our students, people like me who didn't even know what a school board was a few years ago realized they were creeping in a while ago. We just didn't know. We were going through our normal day-to-day lives. But that's what I will say. This is not a red or blue or religious or non-religious issue. When it comes to students, California has common ground. We all can agree, regardless of our party affiliation and our religious affiliation, that the family unit is important and our kids' safety is number one, and we won't allow it on our watch. And I think that is a beautiful thing to show the nation, hey, if California can do it, you guys better start standing strong and joining our arms, because whatever happens in California, guess where it goes next? All over the nation, right? We know that. We've seen it.
And we've heard this argument before, Sonia, where You've got these educators out there, and they're saying, you know, when that child enters the schoolhouse, your rights as parents no longer matter. And now we're watching this play out in Chino Valley.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? That's because of the union's direction. But guess what? We have many, many amazing educators that are saying, no, please don't give up. We don't want to push what the union's making us push. Our kids are failing at reading, writing, and math because they're destroying what we're able to do in the classroom. And I think that's what makes California and Chino Valley so special is we do have tons of teachers that want parents involved. But you have the unions really fighting against us and taking a stand. And I think it's great because we've had over 51 teachers leave our local union. What does that tell you? They've had enough. Wow. Usually you'll never see that happen in history, but they're starting to leave their own union because they don't like the push. The unions have lost their minds. They're not even helping our teachers with their wages and their work conditions, and they're focusing on pushing sexualization in the classroom. And you have teachers that are really truly in it to teach our kids, and they're not activists, and they're done too.
You have one other component here, which I find fascinating. A good friend of mine is a pastor in the community there, Jack Hibbs. Pastors the Chino Valley Calvary Chapel. And
absolutely.
And what I love is that several of the members of that congregation ran for school board and are now on the school board. So when you get churches engaged in the political process, you're going to be able to facilitate change in your community.
You are absolutely correct, because this is a moral issue that trickled down into politics. And Pastor Jack is my pastor, and I couldn't be more proud for the stance that he makes and everything that he equips us through with biblically, right, to get us to where we need to be in this fight. This is not an easy fight. I mean, I've gotten death threats. I've gotten called every name in the book. Without God and our brave, amazing pastor, there is no way we would have been able to get through what we're going through right now.
All right, so I know a lot of people are wondering, oh, wow, this is great. How do we get involved? How can we help contribute to the cause? Where do they need to go, Sonia?
You know what? We actually just joined arms with Liberty Justice Center to support us, so our district does not have to waste any of the little funds we get for our kids' education. They're going to take this case pro bono. I recommend obviously going to them, but you can find their link. I'm going to link it today because we just got everything set up. On my social media, I have an Instagram page. It's SONJA and then Shaw, SHAW 2026. If you go on there, I will continuously update where people can help and hopefully donate towards the fund so we can fight the good fight.
All right. Well, Sonia, you keep fighting the good fight. Let us know how we can be of help here on the program.
Absolutely. It was an honor to be talking to you this morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Sonia Shaw, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Board of Education over in Chino Valley, California. That's in the Los Angeles area. And how about that? All of the things that had to happen happened. And you've got good church-going Christians that decided, you know what? We are going to engage in the culture. We are citizens of this community. We're going to run for school board. They took a stand. And, yeah, it's going to be going through the courts right now, and we'll see how that plays out. By the way, libertyjusticecenter.org, if you want information, that's libertyjusticecenter.org. But just think about this for a moment. The school district or the schools there in California, you've got radical Democrats who truly believe that your rights as a parent end at that schoolhouse door, that you have no rights, and that if your child goes to a teacher and says, you know what, I'm transgender, or I whatever, I'm pansexual, the school says that the teachers have no right to share that information with mommy and daddy. Now, at some point, you do have to ask yourself, what else is going on inside that school building? If they're being told, you don't tell mom and dad X, Y, or Z, you have to imagine there's other stuff going on that we don't even know about. So, good for you, folks there, moms, dads, school board, Chino Valley Unified School District. You keep fighting the good fight. But this is a great example of why it is so vitally important for us to have partisan school board races in America, because you need to know who and what you are electing to the school board. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, we are promoting all this month the launch of the pre-orders for my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, and I really do need your help on this one, folks. We are a grassroots tele or radio program, so we don't have one of the big corporations backing us up, so we don't have the iHearts or the Cumulus. No, we're a mom-and-pop talk radio program, as they say, and so we need your help. Spreading the word about this great new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, and the pre-order's now underway. President Trump wrote the foreword to the book, and we do a deep dive into what's happening in the country, how we can save the country from the hands of the Democrats. I mean, it's really that simple. We have a lot of fun in the book, but we also talk a lot about the hard-hitting issues of the day. And we all have decisions to make in this country, all of us. We have the opportunity to make a stand and to facilitate change. And the question is, are we going to do that? And I really believe this book is going to help give you the courage and to find the courage to muster the courage to make that happen. So again, Twilight's Last Gleaming, can America be saved? And you can get it. We're encouraging people to go to Amazon. Pre-order a copy or two there. You can also go to Barnes & Noble. Wherever you buy your books, we want you to get yourself a copy. You know, we mentioned what was happening in Chino Valley and how exciting it is that we have seen moms and dads rising up in the aftermath of the China virus, and they're saying, you know what, we're not going to tolerate this propaganda that's being shoved down the throats of our kids. We're just not going to do that. And so a lot of parents rose up and they started running for school board. And this is pretty exciting because you can clearly see the change that's already happening in places like Chino Valley, California, which is in the Los Angeles area. Well, it's also happening in another California school district. This is in Sunol Glen, California. It's a tiny town. But they have got a supersized controversy over flags in this school district. And they've only got one school in the district, by the way, which is really sort of fascinating. So anyway, the superintendent decided to allow a gay pride flag to be flown outside of the school. And, of course, all the gay community is saluting this and celebrating this and all this kind of whatnot. But the school board and the parents said, hold up here, this is not right. And the school board voted in favor of a resolution this week that now bans the display of all flags except for the American flag and the California state flag. Those are the only two flags that are allowed to be flown in the school. You think that's a good idea? 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, a group of parents accused the district of crossing a line here by allowing the superintendent to post that gay pride flag. They did an interview with television station KTVU in the San Francisco area, and they said, hey, when you fly that flag, you are sending a message to those kids. And it was very interesting how they described this. They said it's like giving the kids a sexual credit card. And you're telling the kids, hey, here's your sexual credit card. You go and you do whatever you're going to do. You go and you identify however you want to identify, even though these kids are minors. And so that's what the parents are saying, is that flag basically gives the wink and the nod that it's okay to go out there and engage in these kinds of sexual identities and behaviors. So the good news here is the school board, controlled by conservatives, and it took them no time at all to figure out what to do. But it really is a common sense approach when you think about it. And I say good for the school board. They took a bold stand. And here's what they're telling people. You know, school is not about the gay agenda. School is not about critical race theory. School is about learning how to read, how to write, how to dissect a frog. That's what school's about. All right? It's not about spewing propaganda into the mushy parts of the minds of the kids. That's not what it's about. So good for you. Good for you, California. All right, hang tight. We're going to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert out of Colorado getting in a little trouble. She was kicked out of a theater on Sunday. She went to go see a musical adaptation of Beetlejuice. Really? Beetlejuice? All right. Anyway, she was in the audience and she was vaping. They say she was there with her companion. Now, wait a second. Isn't Boebert married? Is she the one who was happily married? I'm losing track of all these women getting elected to Congress and then cheating on the husband and having the boyfriends. What MTG got is she's getting a divorce. But Boebert, I believe, is happily married. I don't know who the companion is. They don't identify the companion. Anyway, they say she was vaping. And she was causing a disturbance during the show. And so she was escorted out. All of this captured on video. Boebert's campaign manager released a statement saying that Boebert was, in fact, not vaping, but admitted that she took a photo with her phone and, quote, enthusiastically enjoyed the show. What does that mean? Surveillance video posted by KUSA shows ushers talking to Boebert and her companion, and then escorting them out of the theater through the lobby to the doors. The outdoor surveillance cameras show the couple holding hands and at one point doing a twirl. Wait, what? Isn't she's got kids, right?
She's got kids. Of course she's got kids. Oh, yeah, Boebert filed for divorce, too. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on up at Washington. So, yeah, back in May, Boebert filed for divorce. So long, Jason Boebert. And then MTG, she got a divorce. And it was Sarah Palin got a divorce. I mean, everybody's getting a divorce. You know, what does it say that the Republican Party is the party of family values, right? I'm just saying. So anyway, there you go. That's news coming out of the theater scene in Denver where Lauren Boebert got kicked out of the theater. You know, that's one of the reasons why I don't like to go to the theater anymore. And I was some people. Oh, what was the Sound of Freedom? All that. Look, I wait till it comes out on the iTunes, the Apple TV. And the reason why is very simple. I don't know what it's like. Have you gone to one of the movie theaters lately? And first of all, they're filthy. And when you sit down, and you know it's bad when you sit down, and then, you know, I like to cross my leg. So I'll cross my leg. And when I do that, I realize that my shoes are still stuck to the floor. Has that ever happened to you at these theaters where the floors are so sticky that your shoes literally get stuck to the floor? And so then you get your ticket and you stand in line and you got your popcorn and you got your Baptist martini. For you Pentecostals out there, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. And by that time, you've spent $50, $60. And you throw in some milk duds and it's $50 or $60. And you go and you find your seat. And then you've got all these kids and they're yammering and talking. And the people are on their cell phones. It's not even dark in the theater anymore because of the lights glowing from all the cell phones. So I don't get it. Why do you spend all of that money? And why would you want to spend all of that money when you're just sitting? You can be in your home and you can turn out all the lights. You can pop your own Orville Redenbacher theater-style butter popcorn. You can pour your own Baptist martini. You can have an entire six-pack of Baptist martinis, and it's not even going to cost you $20. And you don't have to worry about the floor being sticky. You don't have to worry about people making out in front of you. And the kids, they love doing that, right? You got these little teenagers, and the hormones are all over the place, and they're making out. And all you're trying to do is watch the trailers, right? That's all. You just want to watch. Can you just watch the movie in peace? One of the best things that ever happened to the theater industry. So it's called the Alamo Draft House. And when I lived in Brooklyn, New York, I lived in downtown. Brand new high rise, had a great apartment, 25th floor, glass, floor to ceiling, glass windows, overlooked the East River. And the first 16 floors of this apartment building, it was basically a mall. And you had a Trader Joe's, you had the Target back when they weren't as woke as they are now. And they had this thing called an Alamo Draft House, which is a movie theater chain. And they don't allow anybody under the age of 17 into this movie theater. And it's brilliant. And they had these rules. And it's great. So they've got the, they're almost like Lazy Boy style seats. And you've got like a little table there. You can order food, whatever you want to order, and they'll bring it to you. And they had these rules. You're not allowed to use a cell phone. And if you use a cell phone, they kick you out. It's great. One of the best movie experiences of all time. I don't think they have one of those in Memphis. But if they did, I would go to the movies. So all that to say, I just don't go to the movies anymore. What were we talking about? We were talking about movies. And a lot of people are just saying, you know what? That's it. Yeah, we're done with the movies. We're done. Kaput. So anyway, yeah, I stay home. That's what I do. 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And, man, they are doing some incredible stuff. You know, they're helping fight to elect conservatives to school boards all over America. They also have an incredible wireless phone service. And a portion of every dollar that comes in goes to support the conservative cause. And I love Patriot Mobile for doing that. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Now, when you go to the website, I know you're going to have a lot of questions. And look, switching phone carriers is never an easy thing. But Patriot Mobile makes it super easy. You can type in your zip code. They'll show you what the coverage looks like in your area, and they have plans to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. And one of the things I really appreciate, their customer service people are actually Americans. So you're going to be able to understand them. I think that's pretty awesome. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Use my name, Todd. They've got some great discounts. They're going to give you free Premier activation. They're going to give you a free gift. But again, you have to use my promo code, Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit. And also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I have a question for the men of the Todd Starnes radio program listening audience. Does your wife always show up late for things? Now, the story I'm about to share with you is bizarre. But the New York Post telling the story that a guy was heading overseas. He was waiting for his wife in the departure lounge. This was a transcontinental flight. It was about to take off, and the plan was to go and visit his daughter at college. So that's why they were on board this flight. Well, before the flight took off, the guy's wife, and she's 43, he's 47, and the wife said, "No, I got to go over and get some Starbucks." And so they're boarding. The plane starts to board, and the wife is still getting her Starbucks coffee. And so finally, you know, it's time for them to get on board, and she's not there. And the guy was already on edge. He said they, on a previous trip, that the wife overslept, tried to wake her up 5 times, and they ended up missing their original flight, and they had to reschedule. So here they are now at the airport, and it's time to board, and she's not there. So he texts her. She doesn't answer the text. He calls, and she doesn't answer the phone. And so he said, "Well, you know what? To heck with this." So the guy gets on board the plane and leaves his wife at the airport. So they close the gate, and then all of a sudden the wife calls and says, "Hey, you've got to tell the airline to let me on board the flight." And the husband says, "No, I'm not going to do that." And so the plane takes off and leaves her at the airport. Now, I'm curious, gentlemen, what would you have done in that situation? Did the guy do the right thing? It seems to me the wife is being fairly inconsiderate here, right? I mean, if you've got to be someplace at a certain time, then you got to be there at a certain time. Clearly, they've got a problem in the relationship. So anyway, the story is, this is a weird thing, because it seems to me the wife would be upset. He told his wife to buy a ticket for the next flight, and off he went. So anyway, once the couple were reunited back home, he realized how wrong he was. He says, "We are home now, and she hasn't talked to me. It's been a week." and she's insisting that I am a blank hole. Is that true? I mean, I'm telling you, the wife has to show up. I mean, the plane is not going to just wait for the lady, right? People are responding on Reddit. They say, your wife is acting like an entitled child. No, we're not holding the plane up so she can get coffee. So I'm curious, what say you, ladies and gentlemen? Was the husband right here to not wait for the wife? The headline, I left my wife behind at the airport and I'm not sorry. She needs to learn time management. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. Wow. Remember the North of Richmond guy who wrote the song, the country music song? I wasn't big on this dude in the first place. I'm not sure that song means what a lot of conservatives think it means. The guy's name is Oliver Anthony. But anyway, he's become an overnight sensation, right? Every other conservative has had this guy on their programs and they're playing his music. An overnight sensation is what they're calling this guy. Well, the real Oliver Anthony, ladies and gentlemen, is starting to make an appearance. And I tried to tell folks about this guy, but nobody wants to listen. So he was giving a concert at Cotton Eye Joe in Knoxville, which is the home of the University of Tennessee Volunteers. So he was scheduled to give this concert on September 27th, and the guy got really upset over the price of the ticket. So it turns out that Cotton Eye Joe was charging, $90 to attend the concert. And if you wanted to go to the meet and greet, it was going to be $200. And so Mr. Anthony erupted and said, this is unacceptable. I am just outraged over this, and I'm canceling the concert. I'm not going to do it. I will find a place where we'll do it for $25 a ticket and a free meet and greet. Now, at first, you're thinking, oh, wow, well, good for Oliver Anthony, standing up for the little guy. Well, it turns out there's another side to the story. Cotton Eye Joe said, okay, we're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to allow this guy to besmirch our good name. So it turns out that Cotton Eye Joe said, yeah, we did charge $90 a ticket. Yes, we did charge $200 for the meet and greet, and here's the reason why. Because Oliver Anthony charged us $120,000 for a 60-minute concert. And all we're trying to do is break even. We worked out the numbers, and we determined this was the amount of money it was going to take just for us to break even. We're not even making a profit here, folks. So anyway, Cotton Eye Joe said, you know what? We're the ones that are canceling the show, and we'll make the refunds, but we're not doing this. We're not going to do this. And they also told people, be very careful if you're going to be booking the North Man of Richmond. There you go. I tried to warn folks about this guy. $120,000. Mr. Anthony failed to mention that part in his diatribe. All right, let's go to the phones here. Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, where do you stand on this airline situation?
I'm all with them, Todd. I got a thing at my house. It's AIS. I can't claim credit for it because I got it from Everybody Loves Raymond. But clean it up for the radio. It's butt in seat time.
Oh, you can say it. Ass in seat. If you're not in the seat,
it's over. I'm leaving without you.
Tom, that was one of the best Everybody Loves Raymond episodes.
Yeah, but my wife, she was late all the time. Not no more.
Well, there you go. And all you're doing is you got to keep the trains running on time, Tom.
Exactly. And she was hot the first couple times, but she got over it.
You're a brave, bold man, sir. We salute you on this show.
Take care, Todd. I love your show.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was a great Everybody Loves Raymond episode. But I think Raymond felt really bad about it afterwards. He left Deborah. She got all dressed up, gussied up, and boy, he took off. Wasn't there. All right, 844-747-8868 is our number. That's 844-747-8868. What do you think about this Oliver Anthony guy? I mean, it's pretty sleazy throwing Cotton Eye Joe under the bus when, in fact, Cotton Eye Joe was just trying to cover how much he was charging them for this concert. And look, I don't begrudge this Oliver Anthony guy, but this, you know, for wanting to charge that much. But why is he going after Cotton Eye Joe? I mean, that makes no sense. They're paying him $120,000 for 60 minutes worth of work. Sounds like a pretty darn good deal to me. I'd be willing to strum a guitar and crank out some lyrics condemning capitalism for that. That's a lot of money, right? There's a lot of capitalism in the anti-capitalism world. I'm just saying. It reminds me, I went to a Bernie Sanders rally. It was in my neighborhood in Brooklyn, and I didn't really know where it was. I just followed the smell of marijuana smoke, and then all of a sudden there were 10,000 hippies, and they were selling all these T-shirts. And it was funny because the whole point was they were railing against capitalism, and they were selling $30, $40 T-shirts. So I went up to a guy and I said, "Well, I want a T-shirt." He says, "Well, it's, you know, $40." And I said, "Well, I don't have $40, but you got to give me a T-shirt." He goes, "I don't have to give you anything." I said, "Well, yes, you do." I said, "Isn't that the whole point of socialism? I want what you have." The guy didn't understand, but I think I converted him to the Republican way of thinking. So God bless capitalism. All right, we got to take a break here. We've got another full hour coming your way, folks. Head over to Amazon, pre-order a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. This is the new book project, and we need your help. We've got to get the sales moving on the pre-orders, and you can do that by going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and ordering yourself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 copies. And they're not $120,000. That's even better. All right, stick around. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's it.
Todd Starnes.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. And I hope things are going well wherever you might be. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Congresswoman Mary Miller, by the way, just got word, got pulled away for a series of votes. So we are working to reschedule her for tomorrow. So we'll keep you updated on that. All right. There is a big controversy again in California where judges may have to consider a parent's affirmation of their child's identity in custody cases. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Sarah Parshall Perry is a senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation, and she joins us today. Sarah, good to have you with us.
Todd, always great to be with you. Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about this this latest attack on the family, and California really now becoming ground zero for this kind of stuff.
You know, this is part actually of a package of bills that have made it to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. And this is, I think, a whole of government sort of gender apparatus that Governor Newsom is building to make sure that there is no dissent from the prevailing left-wing gender orthodoxy. In fact, AB 957 passed out of the California State Assembly, and it was sponsored originally by Lori Wilson. But by the time it made it to the Senate, Scott Wiener had actually added an amendment that not only makes this a determinative version of child custody and visitation law, but also adds an amendment to the family code that includes this, a failure to affirm a child's gender identity as child abuse. This is one of the most breathtaking interventions of parental rights and constitutional law I have ever seen come out of a state legislature.
So, Sarah, from a very practical standpoint, let's just let's explain how this would work. So let's say you've got parents and the child is wanting to identify as a boy or a girl, and the parent objects to that. What could the state do at that point?
There's actually an opportunity for the state here to divest that parent of custody. First, if there are two parents, say, for example, in a divorce or separation proceeding, and they are fighting over whether or not they will have primary custody or visitation rights, the judge can take into determination which of those two parents affirms the child's gender identity and use that information to make a determination of who gets to see or live with the child or not. Then on the other side, because of a host of bills that were passed alongside this one, and it was a package that passed out right before the conclusion of the term in June of this year, we will now see state reporters, mandatory state reporters coming out of the school district. So, for example, a teacher who has a conversation with a student for whom the student says, you know, my parents don't really affirm my gender identity. That teacher, that school administrator becomes a mandatory state reporter and can call Child Protective Services for child abuse. So this is a no-win situation for parents, whether those parents are battling over custody or visitation, or whether or not their marriage is perfectly happy, but they don't want to entertain their young child's delusion. It is absolutely astonishing.
You know, and again, it goes back, Sarah, to concerns that we have been expressing for really well over a decade, that this radical agenda was all about destroying the traditional American family and taking away and stripping away the rights of biological mom, biological dad.
Absolutely. And this is, I think, sort of ground zero for the evisceration of parental rights, Todd. We're actually seeing, frighteningly, model legislation now introduced in the state of Massachusetts that looks very much like California's law. California's law is sitting on Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. It is waiting for signature. He's already promised publicly to sign it. And we know now it's being entered in Massachusetts. And we actually anticipate that Michigan and Washington State, both of which have identified themselves as sanctuary states for minors with gender identities not affirmed by parents, that those two states will also introduce legislation like this. It is a manner of profiling parents. It is Orwellian. It is groupthink. It is collectivist. And unfortunately, I think the party in power, not just in California, but coming out of the White House, seems to believe that children belong to all of us, when in fact, you, Todd, and I know distinctly better that it is, in fact, a parent's supreme privilege and right to be able to parent their children as they see fit. And that includes making decisions on whether or not they buy the gender identity expression.
All right, so Sarah, this is happening in California. Supermajority of Democrats control that state. Where do we stand on all of this, and what does it look like nationally? I mean, is there a concern this kind of a policy could be implemented in other states?
Absolutely, Todd. I do think that this is going to have a domino effect. Now, listen, Gavin Newsom has not been known for signing perfectly constitutional bills. This is, again, the individual governor who tries to institute by executive order an edict that those individuals who wanted to act as private bounty hunters could report on individuals who were in lawful constitutional possession of a handgun. That is something that will not survive a legal challenge. We are hopeful that this, too, will not survive a legal challenge, not only because it implicates free speech and free exercise rights, but it also implicates the rights of a parent to raise their children as they see fit. But this is part of a package of bills, and we're seeing these pop up. It's a game of progressive whack-a-mole. There is now an effort to prevent school districts from informing parents when their children claim to identify as the opposite sex. Remember, Attorney General Bonta has already sued one school district, the Chino Unified School District, for actually passing a parental notification policy, has sued them. There is also a bill on Governor Newsom's desk that prevents a school board from removing sexually explicit material from school libraries. And on top of that, it prevents families in the foster care system from demonstrating that they will have anything other than an ability and willingness to accept gender identity or expression. Everywhere you see the intersection of parental rights and gender ideology in every aspect of California's domestic relations and family and education laws, we are seeing this pop up. But as goes California, I think it is the liberal vanguard, and so goes the rest of the country.
All right. Well, Sarah, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate the alert. And folks got to pay very close attention to the good work coming out of the Heritage Foundation and Sarah Parshall Perry, their incredible senior legal fellow. Sarah, appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's our number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, some breaking news here, folks. Willard Mitt Romney announcing that he will not be seeking re-election to the U.S. Senate from Utah. Now, Romney had been a fierce critic of Trump, and the reality is he saw the writing on the wall here. We've got some audio. Romney just announced, let's take a listen, and then I'll have some thoughts on this.
You know, contrary to a lot of expectations, I enjoy my work in the Senate a good deal. The last few years have been particularly productive, as I was able to help lead and negotiate the bipartisan infrastructure law, a comprehensive China strategy process, religious liberty protections, a compromised gun safety law, the Electoral Count Act reform, and emergency COVID relief funding. I was also able to help secure key Utah priorities, including funding for Hill Air Force Base and its program to modernize our nuclear deterrent, as well as funding for wildfire prevention, water infrastructure, rural broadband, removal of uranium tailings from Moab, expansion and restoration of our highway and transit infrastructure, and federal studies to save the Great Salt Lake. I've spent my last 25 years in public service of one kind or another. At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders. They're the ones that need to make the decisions that will shape the world they will be living in. Now, we face critical challenges: mounting national debt, climate change, and the ambitious authoritarians of Russia and China. Neither President Biden nor former President Trump are leading their party to confront those issues. On deficits and debt, both men refuse to address entitlements, even though they know that this represents two-thirds of federal spending. Donald Trump calls global warming a hoax, and President Biden offers feel-good solutions that make no difference to the global climate. On China, President Biden underinvests in the military, and President Trump underinvests in our alliances. Political motivations too often impede the solutions that these challenges demand. The next generation of leaders must take America to the next stage of global leadership. While I'm not running for re-election, I'm not retiring from the fight. I'll be your United States Senator until January of 2025. I will keep working on these and other issues, and I'll advance our state's numerous priorities. I look forward to working with you and with folks across our state and nation in that endeavor. It really is a profound honor to serve Utah and the country, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do so.
All right. Well, there you go. Willard Mitt Romney announcing he will not be running for re-election. So here, I'm just curious, why is he still calling out Trump here? Is he insinuating that Trump is going to be the nominee in 2024? Is that what Romney is doing here? He didn't call out Ron DeSantis. He didn't call out Nikki Haley. And by the way, all of these candidates share pretty much the same platform positions that Donald Trump shares. But I want to say something about Willard Mitt Romney, and I believe I am allowed to address this only because I happen to be a loyal Republican, and Mitt Romney got my vote. Now, I knew that Mitt Romney was an establishment rhino, but he was the party's nominee, so he got my support. The problem with the establishment rhinos, though, is they don't return that favor. You see, with people like Mitt Romney, it's their way or the highway, right? You don't, at least on the conservative side of things, we support everybody. I mean, if they're the nominee, they're going to get our support. But you cannot count on people like Mitt Romney to have your back. You just can't. And I will say this, the man ran one of the worst presidential campaigns in modern American history. That's who Mitt Romney is. It was a terrible campaign. And I'll explain why. Mitt Romney refused to go after Barack Obama. He refused to do it. Had plenty of opportunities, but he wanted to take the high ground. But when it came time to go after Donald Trump, he took the gloves off, and he's still smacking around Trump. And I don't think I'm out of line here by suggesting that maybe, just maybe, if Romney had gone after Obama the way he's been going after Donald Trump, maybe Romney would have actually won that election. It was a lousy campaign, what can I say? But he had my support. So you can't, it's really sad. But Mitt Romney clearly changed. And you know what? It's well within his right. He had every right to go after the president of his own party. But you know who he didn't? Mitt Romney didn't attack John McCain like that. And McCain, John McCain, geez, hello. John McCain hated every conservative. Hated him. Said horrible things. But that's okay because they're establishment Republicans. They know better than the rest of us. And it's really sad. But anyway, I wish you the very best, Mitt Romney, as you go off to retirement. And what is he going to do? He's heading back to Utah? Do we know? I don't know. He's got mansions all over the place, so I'm sure he'll be very happy. And maybe he and Obama can vacation together in Massachusetts. Paddleboarding, maybe. I don't know. So there you go. Mitt Romney. Look, the reality, though, and Mitt Romney is not dumb. He's not stupid. And he saw the writing on the wall. Mitt Romney, incredibly unpopular among conservatives, among the conservative base in Utah. And he was facing a primary challenger, a guy by the name of Trent Staggs, who is the mayor of Riverton. So there was going to be a fight. But I got to tell you, though, I do respect Mitt Romney saying, I did the math and I'm going to be an old guy by the time my term ends if I win re-election. And I appreciate that because I do believe that the U.S. Senate has been turned into a nursing home. By the way, there was polling out in August. TheHill.com, Romney's approval rating drops among Utah voters by about 11%, but he was leading all of the challengers. This is coming from the Salt Lake Tribune. In a hypothetical 2024 Republican Senate primary matchup, 30% of Utah Republicans would vote for Romney. So let me stop right there. So what's the problem? Why is it only 30% of Utah Republicans would vote for Romney? And he's a Mormon. So what's the deal there? Let's go to the phones. Troy, North Carolina, WSIC. Troy, what's your thought here on Mitt Romney?
Well, it doesn't surprise me him stepping down, well, you know, from the big stage. I mean, he's still going to be around, beat the bushes, but I remember when Mitt Romney was running a few years back, you know, and I kind of got on his page and got on his side. But then when he stepped up on the podium and said, I want to put America back to work, I knew right there and then it was the end for him, because you got too many people on the left side and even some on the right side that don't want to work, Todd. They just don't want to work. So I knew it just wasn't going to work for him when he said that comment.
Well, look, I mean, I like Romney, and I voted for the guy. I supported the guy. I don't think Romney likes people like me, conservatives. And again, if he would actually go back and just really evaluate himself and realize, you know what, maybe if I had actually fought Obama, I would have won.
Yeah. I mean, that's true, but, you know, the thing about it is, would Obama know why the first time he got elected in Obama?
Well, there you go. All right. Hey, Troy, we got to run. I lost track of time here. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, I know this is going to trigger some folks, but here's the latest intel coming out of Utah. According to TheHill.com, President Trump is now leading the Republican field there by 30 points. This report came out in August. That's August 22nd. So President Trump is garnering 48% of the support from Utah voters. Mitt Romney's only got 30%, and he is the incumbent senator, which is, again, I understand that Romney is saying, well, this is about age. We need younger, more vibrant, candidates. I get that. But how bad of a senator do you have to be that not even the Mormons like you? I'm just asking. It's not good. It's not good. But anyway, we wish him the very best. I have a question. Is that his real hair? I mean, no, I know it's his hair, but the hair color. Otherwise, I mean, the man's got good hair. I'm just trying to find something positive here to talk about. Anyway, good luck, Mitt Romney, off to retirement, and he is not running for re-election. Of course, that is the breaking news of the hour. All right, 844-747-8868, your reaction to Mitt Romney announcing he's heading back to Utah, 844-747-8868. All right, a lot of people sent me a column yesterday, and it's making the rounds over at Human Events. We have a link to it over on our live show blog. The article, despite establishment GOP sabotage, Trump is still the most electable candidate. Well, the column, it's a terrific column. President Trump actually shared it. He's been talking. He's really playing this one up. And it turns out the writer is right here from Tennessee, my home state. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to Human Events columnist Kenny Cody. Kenny, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, I'm doing great. How are you, brother?
Well, I'm doing well. And I guess before we jump into your column here, I want to get your reaction to the breaking news. Mitt Romney, the establishment GOP guy, says he's calling it a day.
I'm thrilled. The GOP establishment, Mitch McConnell and many other neocons in Washington, D.C., lose another tool that they use to attack and weaponize the Republican establishment against MAGA, America First Republicans like Donald Trump and others. And I can't be any more happy to see him go. I'm not sure that Utah can do much worse. And I think Mike Lee, somebody who actually fights for liberty and good policies and small government conservatism, hopefully he gets a good ally there as his junior senator in Utah.
We'll see how this plays out, but there are a good number of folks running for that race. And, you know, Romney was already going to face a big uphill battle in that GOP primary anyway. So we'll see how things shake out. I want to talk about your column, though, because you really hit on something that a lot of people are not talking about, but we need to, and that is the attacks coming from within the party directed at President Trump.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think over the last few months, you know, especially since Trump announced he was going to rerun for the GOP nomination, you know, we see a lot of these attacks from the GOP establishment saying that Trump's unelectable and that he has a tarnished record. But every metric there is available, whether it's real clear politics, it's polling, it's internal, external polling, every metric proves that Donald Trump is the most electable GOP candidate there is in the entire Republican field. I mean, Ramaswamy is losing by 12, Haley's losing by 6. DeSantis is running 3 to 4 points behind President Trump in hypothetical matchups against President Biden. And I think that's mainly because of this GOP populist overturn and this nationalist adaptation that most of the GOP base has now been relating to in trying to find candidates that they can, you know, the people think they're going to fight for the real American people, going to fight for the middle class, going to fight for people who, you know, turned out to vote in 2016. You know, I think one thing people are forgetting is that Trump brought out so many people who had never voted before. And I think that they're trying to say, well, these same people that voted for us one time in 2016 are going to vote for us again, no matter who we nominate in 2024. And that's just not the case. I mean, polling has proven that a majority of Republican vote of Trump backers would not vote for another candidate if he were not the nominee. So, and that's what the GOP has to do, is turn out voters that have never voted before, just the same as Democrats have for the last few decades. You know, in the Romney and McCain nominations against Barack Obama. I mean, we have to turn out people who don't vote and would not vote for anybody besides a populist candidate. And I think the GOP establishment is trying to attack its own, and especially Donald Trump, too much to actually win. And they've got to nominate Trump again in 2024.
Oh, by the way, some more breaking news here, Kenny, and I'll share this and then you can react to it. President Trump now weighing in. The following statement is in all caps. coming from the president. Fantastic news for America, the great state of Utah, and for the Republican Party. Mitt Romney, sometimes referred to as Pierre Delecto. Oh, I forgot about that. Remember the nickname.
Oh, yes.
He says sometimes
the Twitter burner account.
That's it, the burner account. So, Mitt Romney, sometimes referred to as Pierre Delecto, will not be seeking a second term in the U.S. Senate, where he did not serve with distinction. A big primary fight against him was in the offing, as we just mentioned, but now that will not be necessary. Congrats to all. Make America great again. There you go, Kenny.
Could not agree with him more. Like, I mean, like I said, I think the GOP, and I think probably Romney saw the writing on the wall with his GOP candidates that are going to be running against him and primarying him in his next Senate primary. I mean, the Republican base wants somebody who is actually going to fight for the middle class and is going to fight for the American people and not trying to prop up the neoconservative war machine that is Washington, D.C. We want to see people who actually care, want to fight, care about the American dream, care about actually fighting against the establishment, and Mitt Romney was a part of that exact establishment that we're looking to take down,
the
American First Republicans.
I think what's happening, when you go back and look at the evolution of the modern Republican Party, where you had back in the 1960s the rise of Ronald Reagan and William F. Buckley Jr. And Barry Goldwater, and they really... That brought about the election of Ronald Reagan in 1980, but it was a long process for that to happen. And then you look at, and it really redefined the Republican Party. Then it was the party of the wealthy. The term Rockefeller Republicans. They were the party at that point was not all that involved in the culture war issues. That changed, but now we're going through this metamorphosis again, and I think Mike Pence yesterday in a speech talked about the dangers of the populist movement overtaking the Republican Party. Do you have those same concerns?
I don't. You know, I mean, Todd, I've written about it a lot. Like, populism is, to me, it is a tool. Like, it's getting in tune with the American people, knowing what issues they care about, knowing what they agree with, knowing what they disagree with, and finding conservative solutions to that. Populism doesn't necessarily have a centered ideology. Populism is just listening to your base and driving out the common man to come and vote for you based upon the solutions that you give to the modern American voter. It doesn't necessarily have to say, hey, because they feel this way on this issue, that's what we're going to do. That's not what populism is. It's listening to the American people. You know, Pat Buchanan talked about this idea in the 90s. You have to listen to the people that you can drive out. Try and listen to the middle class. Don't just have a sort of behest at their idea of what they're frustrated with. Actually tune in to the frustrations that the voters are having in their own country, and then find your own solutions based upon your ideology for those issues and those concerns. You don't have to cave in to any sort of ideological position just to listen. And that's all populism does, is listen. It taps into a base that has not been heard before. And if you can find conservative solutions like Trump has during his 4 years and how he has now in his movement going into 2024, that's how we win as Republicans, is we actually start listening to the people that aren't wealthy, the middle class that is struggling in this country, that inflation is affecting more than any other class in the entire country, and actually listen to what they're complaining about and listening to their concerns about why they don't want to vote for these establishment candidates.
Kenny Cody is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, folks, has a great column up at Human Events. Kenny, I want you to explain something you wrote here. You say that Trump is now more electable than ever in his political career. Why is that?
Well, just based upon common trends. You know, I'm a political nerd, Todd. I mean, I pay attention to real quick politics, polling. I think from what I've read and when I've been to the analysis that I've been able to do with data, his favorability rankings are high right now. Like, I know they're not high in comparison to past presidents and things like that, because I think he's underpolled, his base is underpolled. But when it comes to just general election matchups, he has never beaten somebody he is challenging in a general election in average polling in his political career. And RCP has him going up and down from plus 0.01, plus 0.03, down to like plus 0.04, between that sort of range the past 6 to 7 months. He's never polled and never been predicted to win ever during his entire presidency on average in the RCP average, and he is now. he is more electable than any other primary opponent that he has. And hypothetical election polling with DeSantis, with Pence, with Haley, with Ramaswamy, and even with Tim Scott, he performs higher against Biden in a general election than any other candidate that is running against him in the primary. So this idea of electability, like we need to, you know, elect Donald Trump without it being Donald Trump, or we need to elect somebody that is going to have Donald Trump's policies but doesn't act like Donald Trump. Like, it's nonsense. Electability in the common era of GOP politics is nonsense. People want somebody they can relate to and they can look to fight for them. And that, now that's not Joe Biden and it's not the GOP establishment. It is somebody like Donald Trump. It's the reason that Ramaswamy has exceeded in polling, whether you trust him or not. And I don't really know if I trust anything that he has to say, but he's tapping in the same base that Trump tapped into. And the base is rejecting the idea of electability. It's rejecting the idea of the GOP establishment. And I think that's the reason that Trump is more electable than ever before, based upon data and based upon what the GOP actually wants in their nominee.
Oh, well, it's fascinating. Now, where can folks go if they want to read your work? I know you write for other publications as well, this column in Human Events. But where can folks go if they want to get more information on Kenny Cody?
You can always go to my Twitter page at KDCodyTN on X, that as it is now called. And I have a archive on a website called Muckrack, where you can find articles that I've written all the way from like 2020, 2019. I've got about 90 articles archived there. You can see anything that I've ever written there. And of course, you can add me on all social media. Just find me at Kenny Cody.
All right. There you go. Kenny Cody, ladies and gentlemen, not like Mitt Romney, who uses fake Twitter accounts like Pierre Delecto. So when you're reaching out to Kenny, you're going to be reaching out to Kenny. All right, great work, Kenny, and we'd love to get you back on sometime soon.
I'll be on anytime, Todd. Thank you for having me.
All right. Kenny Cody, ladies and gentlemen, a great column. You can find it, again, at Human Events, or you can also just go to our website, and we have a link over on the live show blog. By the way, folks, before we take a break, again, just a reminder, head over to Amazon and pre-order a copy of my brand new book called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Again, that's Twilight's Last Gleaming. You can get it at Amazon or wherever you buy your books. We'll be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, John Kirby's up at the podium there at the White House, trying to explain why the president keeps lying about being in places where he's not. And a few days ago, he actually lied about being at Ground Zero the day after the 9/11 terror attacks, when in fact he was not. He even wrote about that in his book. So Kirby said, well, he was really talking about a visit to Ground Zero, where he did participate, but it was a week or so later. Yeah, but that's not what he said, John Kirby. That's not what he said. So what's going on there? Reporter goes on to ask, this is great. The reporter said, well, the president's had a string of saying things that happened that are easily debunked. Why does he keep doing that? John Kirby says the president was grateful to spend that time with those troops. In other words, he's got no answer. He's got no answer. I want to ask you a question about the healthcare system in America. Is it really that bad? I mean, our healthcare system, before Obama, it was great. Yeah, we had some problems with insurance, no doubt about that, but we had a great healthcare system. You needed to go to the doctor. You went to the doctor that day. Needed to get an x-ray. You go to get the x-ray that day. Many of you know that, what was it, over a week ago now, I was walking in downtown Memphis, and there was a sidewalk that had been basically destroyed. And I tripped off the side of the sidewalk and broke my ankle and broke my foot, and I ruptured a tendon. I got to tell you, it has been painful. They've got me on the hydrocodone. Not during the show, though. I wait until afterwards, because nobody wants to hear that on the radio. So anyway, I'm on these painkillers. Maybe I am on the drugs. Painkillers. And it's not good. So I had to get an MRI. So the x-rays, right away, got the x-rays. And they said, well, you can't get the MRI because your insurance company has to sign off on the MRI. I'm like, well, what? So anyway, this morning, the clinic called that does the MRIs, and they said, oh, good news, your insurance company signed off on the MRI. I'm like, great, let's get this done because I'm in pain. And the whole point of this is they've got to look at the MRI to determine whether or not I'm going to have surgery to fix this thing. So they said, we can fit you in on the 20th. I'm like, wait, what? I said, my foot is broken, and what? And they said, yeah, that's as early as we can get you in. It didn't used to be that way, folks, right? When you had an illness, when you broke a bone, you didn't have to wait a month to get it repaired or get it fixed. That you went in there, and they took care of it, and you submitted your insurance, and that was it. But here we are now where you can't even just go in and get an, I mean, it's just insane. So there we are. That's the state of the health industry in the United States of America, where you can't get an MRI for a broken bone for what, 3 weeks, until 3 weeks after the actual incident. Well, no, I'm not going to get an ambulance. I mean, I guess you could have gotten the ambulance, but that's going to cost an arm and a leg. So I'm just doing it the right way. But I'm curious if you've had similar issues where you can't get in to see the doctor if you're sick. I'll never forget. Last year, I had to go in for some sort of a heart thing. And I called in to get my, I had to go do an immediate, checkup. And it was in July, and they said, we can fit you in December. I'm like, wait, what? I don't think that's going to work, but it is what it is. Anyway, we'll shoot me a note over on the social media pages. If this is a problem that many people are facing around the country, or maybe it's just here in Memphis where we don't have enough doctors to go around. We don't have enough medical staff to go around. 844-747-8868 is our number if you want to call. So, all right, folks, tomorrow another jam-packed show for you. And also, I want to say thank you to those of you who have already pre-ordered the book. If you haven't done that, head over to Amazon. Help us out. We want to be the number one book in America. It's a great book, and we've got a great audience. And if every person in this audience orders a copy of that book, we are the number one book in America. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great day. And whatever you do, watch yourself on those sidewalks. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.